Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bedbugs bite. Maybe that's what the Mathias siblings, brother and sister, should have said to one another as they turned in for the evening at a Chicago motel last year, because the next day the Mathiases were just covered in bites. They decided to scratch that itch and sued Acor Economy Lodging and Motel 6. A Cook County jury took a bite out of that roadside chain and assessed $372,000 in punitive damages. But the owners appealed and got bitten again, this time by Federal Appeals Court Judge Richard Posner, who upheld the jury award and cited the motel for an infestation of what he called farcical proportions. With us now in the studio to help air some of this dirty linen is Jan Crawford Greenberg, who covers the U.S. Supreme Court for the Chicago Tribune. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And help us in this case understand the difference between punitive and compensatory damages.
Sure. Punitive damages are the damages that are designed to punish someone who's done something particularly bad. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the jury and then Judge Posner concluded that Motel 6 and its management had done something very bad when it covered up for years this infestation of bed bugs. Now, compensatory damages, on the other hand, are those that are designed to compensate the victims here, the brother and sister. So those could be for anything from lost wages to medical expenses, pain and suffering.
So the Mathiases, I guess, each received, what is it, $5,000 in compensatory damages. So punitive is meant to deter the company from behaving like this in the future.
Right. And in this case, the punitive damages were 37 times the amount of the compensatory damages. And that was very high, and the company had argued on appeal that that was just too high. Mm-hmm. And they pointed to a Supreme Court decision from last April in which the justices said, lower courts, you need to be very sensitive to these issues of out-of-control punitive damages. And it suggested in a decision involving State Farm Insurance Company mm-hmm. that maybe four times the amount of compensatory damages was close to the line of what would be acceptable.
According to the court record, let's review what moved Judge Posner to refer to this as farcical proportions. To use an old investigative term, what did the Motel 6 know, and when did they know it about their bedbug problem?
Well, as Posner recounts in his opinion, mm-hmm. the hotel management knew for years that it had a problem with bedbugs and had been giving guests refunds who would complain. And Posner is quite offended by this. Mm-hmm. He recounts a story of one guest, for example, who was moved to three different rooms infested with bedbugs and dryly noted that it's a wonder that the man didn't flee the hotel. He notes that the management had told clerks to tell its guests that they were not really bed bugs, they were ticks, thinking that that would somehow be less alarming. Of course, Posner says, well, in fact, ticks are more dangerous because they carry, you know, diseases where bed bugs are just a painful aggravation. Mm-hmm.
The judge labeled all of this as outrageous behavior.
He did, and certainly a jury before him found that it was outrageous behavior, and that's why the company was socked with these high damage awards.
From your perspective, reporting on legal affairs nationally for the Tribune from the U.S. Supreme Court, what has the judge's decision perhaps done to the whole equivalent, the relationship between compensatory damages and punitive damages?
Well, punitive damages are a very controversial issue, and lower courts have been struggling with how to decide what kind of award would be appropriate. There are no mm-hmm. set guidelines. Now, Judge Posner is obviously an extraordinary legal mind, one of the top appeals court judges in the country, one of the most respected jurists that we have mm-hmm. in the federal appeals courts.
Widely considered a conservative jurist.
Well, he's hard to figure. He's certainly the kind of judge who you would not expect to see a Republican or a Democrat nominate to the Supreme Court because he's a, you know, he goes his own way. He's an independent thinker. And so he's identified a situation such as here where the compensatory damages are so low that the punitive damages would not be high enough if you only multiplied, you know, them three or four times. So it wouldn't be enough to deter companies from engaging in this bad conduct. They would just be too low.
Ms. Greenberg, thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jan Crawford Greenberg, who covers the U.S. Supreme Court for the Chicago Tribune.